Bloomberg compares America to Nazi Germany on Holocaust Remembrance Day address. By Robert Krajicek on January 27, 2020. Michael Bloomberg warned of history's dark echoes, referring to Nazism, emanating from contemporary border security measures in a Monday statement regarding Holocaust Remembrance Day. He additionally characterized President Donald Trump as aligned with white supremacy. Bloomberg also repeated the Very Fine People hoax narrative championed by CNN and similar news media outlets regarding 2017's demonstrations and riots in Charlottesville, Virginia. Apprehensions of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, alleged Bloomberg, are motivated by racism. Today marks 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz, wrote Bloomberg, issuing the following statement. I remember visiting Auschwitz a couple years ago, walking the same paths our ancestors trudged down to the gas chambers and ovens. As we mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day, we are reminded of what Rabbi Jonathan Sacks of Great Britain teaches, the hate that starts with the Jews never ends there. And we also know that what starts with others can end with us. So when children are ripped from mothers at the border because their skin is darker, or when immigrants are denied entrance based on their religion or nationality, we hear history's dark echoes, while others hear a dog whistle and become emboldened and empowered. Leader sets a tone. It is either inclusive or exclusive, divisive or uniting, incendiary or calming. It either appeals to very fine people on both sides of bigotry, or it unequivocally rejects it. Well, to me, there is no such thing as a very fine white supremacist. I choose inclusion. I choose tolerance. I choose America. In March 2019, Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak dismantled the lie that Trump described white supremacists and neo-Nazis as very fine people following 2017's demonstrations and riots in Charlottesville, Virginia. The official launch of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign was predicated on the aforementioned false narrative, framing Trump as sympathetic to and aligned with white supremacists. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.